What's up, After Buzzers? We are buzzing you into another episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Now, tonight, we're going to be discussing the road to Yulin. We're also going to be talking about the trip to Berlin and just who is Nanny K right here now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
King, it's expensive to be me. A bitch, why? That's just who I be. It's expensive to be me. Like these Georgia peaches.
Welcome back, guys. We are here with another episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 8. This episode is called Dames, Dogs, and Dank, and I'm one of your hosts, Richie Scott. Who do I have next to me?
You have the one and only Cynthia Nicole.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Good
you.
To see you again.
You too.
Listen, you know, I want to dive right into this episode. First off, what were your thoughts? Just in general, what was your thought on the episode?
Yeah. I was bored.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
It was like a snoring fest for me. Literally, I was like, oh, huh? Yeah, I mean, what did you think, Richie?
It was, you know, I don't know what's going on this season, but I feel like there's something missing. And I want to see what the people have to say in the live chat. Do you guys feel like, you know, there's anything kind of missing with this season? I don't know what it was, but it just didn't really, really hit me. But you know what? We're going to save our opinions. We got some highlights for you guys. So we're going to discuss those right now. Now, the road to Yulin. You know, Lisa Vanderpump, she's lost another dog, Pikachu.
Yeah.
Literally days after losing Pink Dog. And now she has to get herself together to go to the LA Awareness Film Festival to premiere the road to Yulin. And, you know, it's interesting to me how the two dogs died at this, like, literally around the same time. You know, I hate that happened, but
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's really sad, but I just think that she is such a strong woman,
yeah.
You know, to be able to speak in front and to know that her two little best friends have passed away. And I mean, they were older dogs, mm-hmm. too. You know, my condolences, because it's a shame when dogs pass away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I think, you know, definitely condolences to Lisa and Ken regarding the two. You know, losing a pet is very personal to people, because
yeah.
It's like losing one of your best friends. You know what I'm saying? Because dogs know when you're sick, you know, they know when you're not feeling well, and they're really, really there for you. And, you know, interestingly enough, though, I feel like we're seeing a different side to Lisa this season, though.
Yeah, more tears.
Definitely more tears. I can't recall a time in previous seasons where we've actually seen her cry. I can't recall it.
Mm-mm. She's held back her tears, but
yeah.
I really like this side of her. I feel more connected to her as a viewer watching her, and I feel that I can relate to her in some aspects. You know, when you lose an animal,
yeah.
or you're trying to fight for your passion with a documentary. Like, I really genuinely feel connected with her while watching the mm-hmm. show. So
yeah. I definitely agree with you. Do you think, it was nice to see all the ladies supporting her with
yeah.
the documentary. I think that, you know, that is, you know, working on a documentary is interesting because you're really telling real life stories. You know what I'm saying? So in order to really show this accurately, she had to actually give a visual display of what's happening with these animals.
Yeah.
And I have not seen the documentary, and I don't know if any of you guys have, but my thoughts are that must have been really difficult to watch.
Just a little preview?
Yeah,
alone, that's all I saw, like literally a piece of it just almost brought me to tears to see those
yeah.
animals. And I think for me, being a vegetarian, I do understand, like, animals should not be as a plate, but I also understand people who eat animals. You know, it's your choice.
Yeah.
But to see that side of that documentary, I really would like to see it actually, is another side that you don't really know what's going on in the world, but she's bringing advocacy to that topic that people probably don't even know what's going on, to be honest.
And for those of you who don't know, I think the Yulin Festival is pretty much a festival where they, you know, are slaughtering dogs. I mean, essentially, that's it. And it's, I think it's held in China during a specific time of the year. And she does go on to explain in the episode that it is believed that these dogs give people sexual prowess. It's just hard to take in. So
it's not due to, like, poverty where they need to eat that because there's nothing else to eat.
No. Mm-mm.
So sexual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Again. Viagra for that. But you know what, though? For people out there who are, you know, listen, I love that we've gotten to see the sensitive side of Talisa, because a lot of people in previous seasons have called her, you know, a manipulator, or, you know, have had so many things, negative things to say about her. But it's nice to see all of the women coming together to support another woman.
Yeah, right. I don't have anything negative to say about her. I think she is a hardworking woman. She's empowering. She's strong. I have nothing but nice things to say from watching the show, at least. I don't really understand where this commentary comes from, the people. I don't either.
It's nothing that we really see, you know, on camera, really. It might happen behind the scenes. But you know who else is a very powerful woman? Who is very influential, who does a lot for others, is Maria Menounos.
Yes. Yes. Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have the perfect podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrities, influencers, interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health, wellness, career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you have always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. When you do, let Maria know who sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out, everyone.
Yep, comes out every Friday. Yes. So you guys will have already gotten your Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fix. Then on Friday, you know what else to get. Download that. Speaking of women supporting women, the ladies arrive at Erica Jane's house because she has an announcement to make. She has an avatar in the Kardashian game.
Yes.
Listen.
Yay.
Okay. I feel like you know you've made it at a certain point in time. One of the benchmarks of making it, I think, in this town is to have some level of affiliation with the Kardashians. You guys can railroad me in the comments if you want to, but it's true. Like, they have a huge audience, and I think that with Erica Jane's brand, it actually is a good pairing. What do you think?
Well, I first have to say those cookies look delicious.
Did they not?
I'm like, I want to be invited over to have a cookie, please. All those cookies look delicious. But I think that is true. I feel that you really have to be... You know what? Honestly, I'm excited for Erica and the avatar. Like, that's so exciting to see her become, like, this video game character. Yeah. But what I did like with the conversation is how the women were talking about age, like 40-year-olds and being able to get a role, which I think... I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that being a certain age, it's hard to get a role here in Hollywood, LA?
I think that there are certain restrictions on varying groups of people in Hollywood. I really, really do. I mean, I think that's just it. And so you really have to go for the things, either create your own opportunities or go for the things that fit you. I mean, and that's the bottom line. I mean, because I feel like, one, when you create your own things, then you control the process. And then it makes people come to you. Because they eventually... Listen, if you think about it, everything that you've ever done yourself, I trust myself more than I trust anything else. So that's I feel good. Like whatever I do is going to be successful and people will come because I put my hard work into it, right? So I feel like you could do that, which I feel like a lot of these ladies have done and are doing.
Yeah, I feel like all you have to do is believe in yourself. Exactly. And whatever you attract is coming to you because you hard work.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. And what I love is when Dorit asked Erica when she became Erica Jayne, and she said she was meeting with a music manager. And this is so important for anybody listening. She said that the music manager told her to pivot, turn a new direction, go for it full force, and step through the door. And I, you know, I felt like, oh my God, like she is really speaking a message to all of us. Because yes. I think that anytime, like sometimes we get so stuck, like let's say you've been an accountant, and I might be going off track, but let's say you've been an accountant for a while, right? And you decide that you want to take a new career path. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's so hard to leave that old path because everybody knows you as an accountant. But what happens if you actually turn a new direction and really commit to it? Just like she did. And now she has a whole creative aesthetic and a glam team. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, you made the right decision, girl.
Yeah.
You know? And yes. So that's really interesting to see. Another highlight that we've seen tonight is Dorit and her swimwear line. You know, what do you think about that?
It was a little sexy for me, the gold piece. I have to admit, I can't be wearing that at the beach running down. Everything's just going to come out.
It's not Baywatch appropriate.
No, that's like swimming by the pool, laying down. Like, I'm sorry. But it was beautiful. I love the color. I like the piece. I like how they're going to be size small for the runway.
Oh, I'm going to get to these comments in one second for the people that are commenting in the YouTube live chat. I do agree with you. Yes. This is what I don't necessarily know, because I think swimsuits for men are a little bit different than swimsuits for women. You know, we're in shorts. And for me, I'm just going to be very honest with you. I'm most comfortable in board shorts, which are basically like another set of like maybe basketball shorts. I mean, that's what they feel like. They're comfortable. They're, you know, they just feel like a regular pair of shorts that I can go from the beach to the bar. Beverly Beach feels more like you just need to be planted on your beach towel. It's not really for a function. But I don't know. Maybe that's how swimsuits for women are. Is that, I mean, I don't know. Like, what is your take on that?
I personally want to see more bathing suits where you can go run at the beach and you're not feeling like something's going to come out. But I think that was more for luxury by the pool and just hanging out, for at least on my take of it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we've got, you know, her swim line coming out and she's planning a fashion show and she's not going to be there for about a week because she has to go to Berlin. I want to get to some of the comments in the chat. You know, earlier we asked, you know, what you guys thought about the episode. And a lot of you guys are kind of agreeing with us. And, you know, I think Mike Bowman said we had two scenes of Teddy talking about a to-do list, which was pretty accurate. You know, nothing. I just felt like with certain scenes tonight, nothing really moved the stories further. Does that make sense?
It's like I've seen, you know, when somebody travels in reality shows, one character is always sick. I've seen that in every, like, is that a continuous path? Is that reality? I mean, I don't.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, she was sick because she mixed Zithromax and Tamiflu. Like, you know, just for those of you watching out there, don't mix those two. It'll make you violently ill. So there's that, which ruined a 15-hour flight to Berlin. 15 hours.
Wow.
On the toilet. In a bathroom. On a plane. Not cute. You know, a lot of you guys are commenting about, you know, my question about LVP. And one of the comments, interestingly enough, was that this is, you were guessing that this is going to be her last season on the show. That's an interesting statement. I can't picture this show without her.
I don't think so either.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, to me, I when I think of certain shows, I think of certain people. When I think of Real Housewives of New Jersey, I think of Teresa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I think of Real Housewives of Orange County, I think about Tamra and Vicky.
I mean, where do you think she would go? I mean, into politics? Or you think she's going to get on Vanderpump Rules and just...
I think, you know, I don't think that she'll leave the show. I mean, that's not my guess, because I do feel like she has contributed to this season significantly.
Yeah.
I think that... Kyle, I can't picture the show without Kyle. Kyle was pretty much, I think, the first housewife cast for the show. So I can't picture the season without her. I can't picture, well, you know, everybody else is kind of up in the air. But at this point in time, I don't think that Erica Jane's going anywhere.
I don't think so.
You know, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm commenting along with you guys in the live chat about who should stay or who should go, who's contributing and who's not. I don't want to jump. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit because Lisa Vanderpump made a very, very interesting statement. And it's something I have said on this show throughout this season, is that when they all went to dinner in Berlin, she told Lisa Rinna that you don't engage as much. And to me, LVP has basically stated what I feel like a lot of us have been thinking this entire season. You know, it felt like in her interviews, Lisa was trying to say that, Rinna was trying to say that LVP was basically saying, you're not manipulating me this season. I don't even think it's that. I just think that, you know, Lisa Rinna was a wild card. You know, attained. She was a wild card that I felt like, I never felt like she had malicious intent.
She probably just got tired of the drama. It's like probably so.
But that's the draining. Whole basis for this show.
People like, can grow up. They get, you know, they're like, I get tired of that.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on that? Do you feel like this season has been lacking because of that?
Because
she's grown up?
Yeah, because, like, I just want to see more of her character, you know, whether she plays a villain or she's playing, like, somebody who's stirring drama or saying too much. I just feel like with her not doing too much in the show, it's kind of been boring for me.
It really, really has.
Well, at least this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just feel, and I know we keep talking about this time and time again, but... You know, I do feel like she's going to have to step it up, because it's not even that she just hasn't caused any drama. She just really hasn't been present. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's what LVP was saying. Like, I don't feel like you're really present with the group. And, you know, I agree with Vanderpump, and we want a little bit of that spark back.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if Rinna has in past seasons felt so beat down because she was bringing so much that she just kind of felt like playing it safe this year.
Do you think maybe she's waiting for next season for Brandy to come in? I mean,
well, listen,
I don't know.
I reached out to Brandy on Instagram because I was like, we would love to have your perspective on this season of the show. And to be very honest with you, just kind of looking ahead into next season, I want to know who, you know, you guys in the chat think should, you know, come on the show, maybe come back, or should, you know, head out the door. But I really, honestly, something needs to happen. Yeah. If you're not going to come to play, then it's kind of like, you know, like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Or, here's a thought. If the main central characters or the central cast members aren't going to cause a lot of drama, you have to have extras. Like, you have to have some friends who are willing to mix it up.
Yeah.
And honestly, I love you, Teddy. I do. I really, really, really love Teddy.
Richie.
I do. I love her. But I don't want to see my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on a budget. I don't want to see that.
You want to live the lavish.
That. We live that. The viewing audience lives on a budget. That's not why we watch the show.
But, I mean, I think she brings a real-life housewife aspect of it, too.
And in that sense, I feel like she would be better suited for Real Housewives of OC.
Yes. I've said it, too.
I do. I really honestly do. And it's interesting because... You know, well, I'll get to news and gossip in just 1 second. But, yeah, I just kind of, you know, I don't know if she should stay or not. You know, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what happens in the next couple of episodes, maybe, mm-hmm. to really determine. So the other big highlight of this episode is actually Berlin.
Yes.
Now, I've never been to Berlin. So to me, I'm always excited about a housewife's trips. But would you have guessed this is where they were going?
No, but I'm excited because my grandfather was German, so oh, I'm nice. Like, I want to see that part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really feel like the first, for this episode tonight, it was just maybe they were exhausted and they're waiting till next episode to bring out all the juice and drama.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they chose Berlin. Maybe the historical sides of it, or maybe there's a lot of beauty to it that we haven't seen yet.
Interestingly enough, as we looked at this entire year, I think just about all of the Housewives shows, when they did their cast trips, they all went to European destinations.
Hmm.
So I found that very interesting. Like, no, I don't think any cast went to like a tropical place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we've seen a lot of that before. So I feel like they were all trying to take them to places maybe that the viewing public here or just hasn't seen that much of yet. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm kind of excited to see right. So Mike said in the chat, in the live chat on YouTube, Mike said they go to Berlin and order margaritas. Oi.
right? I think you need to be in Cancun or, Cabo.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But I mean, the presidential suite looked amazing. Of course, Erica brought her glam squad with her.
Yeah, I wish they would have drank German beer, right?
Yeah,
I'm
hoping that we get some of that.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I really want to, as a cash trip, I really want to see what Berlin has to offer. Because this is how we get to live. We get to live through these ladies. And I really want to see a lot of the city. Yeah, I do. I really, really do. And it's crazy to me because right at this moment, on the trip, it seems like no one has any issues.
Mm-mm. Not yet.
Not yet.
Knock on wood.
Not yet. But, I do want to talk about a little bit of news and gossip, guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, interestingly enough, the reunion for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was supposed to be filmed last Thursday or Friday, I think. But due to inclement weather in New York, Andy couldn't make it. Kyle was in New York, and I think Erica was also in New York as well. So they couldn't make it back to Los Angeles to actually film it. So they are filming it today as we speak.
Oh, wow.
Well, they might be done right now. I think it usually films pretty late. But I want you guys to know that they released the seating chart for the reunion. So I want you to notice the placement of everyone on the cast. Now, it's always interesting to me to know who's beside Andy at these reunions because usually it's either the OGs or the two people who had the most drama. Interestingly enough, in seasons past, we've seen Lisa and Kyle on the same couch because they haven't really had that many issues. But this time they're on separate couches, which leads me to believe that they're going to be going at it.
Uh-oh.
This reunion. And I have a feeling that Nanny K might be in the center of that.
did you know who Nanny K was?
I didn't know until now, and I didn't realize how much she mentioned her until we saw those, flashbacks. But look, also we'll notice that sitting beside LVP is Dorit. So Dorit takes the center and Erica Jane is on the end. Now usually the person on the end is the person with probably the least amount of drama or the newest. So I'm fascinated that she's on that end. And I'm also fascinated because it's odd to me that Teddy is in the second seat beside Kyle. I would have figured that would have been, if looking at that couch in seasons past, it would have been.
Hey Richie, Steve in the booth, why don't you explain kind of the seating order for people who are listening on iTunes?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I don't know. So for anybody listening in on iTunes, Andy is actually, in the center. He's moderating. And on the right couch, we have Lisa Vanderpump. We have Dorit next to her in the middle. And then we have Erica Jane sitting on the end. Now, on the left couch, we have Kyle. And then we have Teddy. And then we have Lisa Rinna. And then we have Camille. Obviously, I would expect Lisa Rinna to be on the outer end of the couch because she really didn't bring much drama to the season. And then we have the addition of Camille, but we know she would likely be on the end because she is a friend of the Housewives this season.
Sounds like a Monopoly game over here. Who's going to win it all?
You know, I don't know, but I can guarantee you that, you know, it'll be Teddy versus Erica and Dorit, and we'll see some action with LVP versus Kyle this season. Wow. Sad to say. I hope Lisa and Kyle can work it out, because I don't like it in seasons where they're not cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like seeing them fight. I don't know. All right. So, let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So the ladies are in Germany. They're in Berlin right now. And we've seen a little bit of drama pop up with Kyle not remembering who Nanny K was. And we saw a little bit of shade there because clearly Erica does.
Yes.
There's no amnesia with her.
No. She listens.
She listens. Try it. So let me ask you a question. What do you think? What are we thinking that we're going to see next week based on the previews? What are we anticipating?
Dorit bringing it up at dinner, a new conversation about the past that happened 30 years ago. And yeah, that's what she's bringing up to the table. Well, they're going to eat lobster and caviar.
How Beverly Hills.
Yes.
You know, I was surprised to see that being brought up. I'm like, but you know what? My prediction is, based on what we saw, Kyle's not going to like that. And this, I am predicting the next episode is going to be an episode that we have been waiting to see, because yes, I live for a Kyle Richards explosion. Like, yes. I love her, and I love it when she gets real.
Do you think they're going to gang up on her like they always do in past seasons? They always choose one, and then they all...
Oh, my God. You know, I don't know, because I feel like the field is so divided. I'm not necessarily sure who would go up against who. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see. I'm really hoping that Lisa Rinna shows up and dives into the fight in some way, shape, or form. Because yeah, she really needs to do something, or else I fear that she will not be holding a diamond next season. I don't know. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see next week. I think it's going to be action-packed. You guys, make sure to tune in. Listen, for anyone who is listening, make sure you guys rate us, comment, share. We will comment back. And be sure to tune in next week for another episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show at AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And where can they find you?
I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And that's it for us. We're out of here, and we will see you next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.